business, we hear all the time that team building is incredibly important, contributing to employee well-being, motivation, and trust amongst the team. Communication, team performance, and success can all be practiced through specific activities that take your staff out of their usual environment. North of Ripon, towards Beedale, is the Camp Hill Estate, home to a multitude of team building activities, as Stray FM's Tom Harland went to investigate.
Morning.
Morning, Tom. I'm Mike. Welcome to Camp Hill.
The first thing to do if you're planning a team building day is to meet the organisers at the location. And if possible, go for a show round so you know what to expect.
Yes, that's the ideal situation because we can get an idea as to what they're wanting to get out of the event beforehand. It's the only way to see the extent of what we've got here and the facilities, and really to nail down exactly what we can get out of the event for them to make it as successful for them as possible.
On arrival at Camp Hill, you'll come across the reception area where your show round will begin.
We've got space for hundreds of cars. We can do very big groups, we can do small groups, but yeah, this is where they will come to the reception here, where they'll be greeted normally with some nice tea, coffee and bacon sandwiches. That sets the day off to a good start normally.
Perfect. Sounds like a brilliant way to start. So we'll go on through. Now, Mike, team building is something you hear about a lot in business, and people say team building's brilliant. You should do team building with your team.
Really good way to do that is just to take them out of the office environment, come here, do something that is completely different, sets a very level playing field, tends to make people come out of the shells a little bit. Another reason could be that they maybe want to reward, say, a sales team that have hit or exceeded their targets for the quarter or something like that, and they want to just get them away from the office and just come and have a really good fun day.
A good team building provider will tailor the activities you're offered to address the specific issues that your team has. Can Camp Hill do that?
That's an essential part of it, is finding out what the key objectives are and build a programme that's going to address those issues, but in a way that doesn't highlight individuals or anything like that. It's got to be done in such a way that it becomes apparent to the group that there are underlying issues that are being addressed, quite often subconsciously really, in terms of doing the activities and finding out that way.
And what should a good team building experience be like?
Everything we do is designed to be fun, and that's the best way to get the best out of people, is to have fun. A lot of time people will be maybe thinking, oh, we're going on a team building day, and a bit of a sense of dread as to what that might involve, but everything we do here is designed to be fun, and it's our job, and we're very good at it, to get people to relax into the event, and that's the way that they will get the most out of it. And it's often the people at the beginning that have come up to me and say, oh, I'm really not looking forward to this. Normally they're the ones at the end of the day that will come and say, actually, that was fantastic, and they go away with a big smile on their face. So.
You might also want to use a team building experience to communicate corporate messages or work on strategy. Although Camp Hill is all about embracing the outdoors, there are two big rooms that you can get all your team in. The first is the Orangery.
It's a big room in terms of capacity. We can get about 300 people in here with theatre layout, which is the obviously seats in a row. We do about 160 at round tables, and obviously we've got all the usual AV sets, projectors, Wi-Fi, all the usual stuff. And it's a really nice room. There's lots of natural light. There's all these big French windows down the side here, and they all open out as well. So quite often groups here in the summer, they'll just have all those doors open, and again, it just helps them all relax into it. But it's a nice room, all the open beam ceilings and everything.
Yeah. And that rustic theme continues into another reclaimed building.
It's an old farm building. It wasn't being used for anything sort of years ago. Started to renovate it into another function space. Very different. It's completely non-corporate. The orangery that we were just in is very much a slightly more corporate space, but this is something completely different. It can be used for meetings, parties. I'll let you have a look inside now.
Okay. This is like the big reveal as we open the door here. I'm looking forward to this. Oh, wow. You can hear the sound there. It's a nice big open barn. Some wonderful fairy lights and festoon lights that you've got hanging from the ceilings up there. Antlers and things, so it's got that kind of real rustic country feel to it. And the bar is, there's a bar in here, so it's perfect for that. If you're here maybe for a couple of days and you're having an evening do, perfect for that with the bar.
This is a really good big space. A lot of companies use it for a meeting because it's just, again, something very different. It's got a different feel to it.
You're going to remember coming for a meeting here, aren't you? I think the venue makes a big difference to how long you remember the content of a meeting, actually, because you go, oh yeah, that's the meeting we had in that really great venue.
Yeah, that's right, that's it exactly, and that's why it lands like it.
And so to the activities. Camp Hill has hundreds of different activities that they can provide to a team to get them working on different skills, from quad biking and segways to aerial courses and zip wires. Set on acres and acres of fields, wood and water, there's plenty to get stuck into. Mike took Tom on a tour of some of the more unusual experiences.
all got a bit Cool Runnings meets Country File out here now, Mike, as we stand next to some horses with a bobsleigh. Why have you got a bobsleigh at Camp Hill, Mike?
Perfectly normal. What's wrong with it? This is an official Great Britain bobsleigh team training track for just doing the start bit of a bobsleigh run. So it's the bit where you're going from a standstill, pushing the bobsleigh, you're jumping in, and it's timed between various points on the track, but it's all the official distances for doing the Olympic bobsleigh. There's only one other in the country, so it is something that's really unique to the north of England in that this is the only one here, and it's something very different. It's really popular. One of those things looks very easy. Try it, and it's actually a little bit more difficult than you think.
Is this a four-man bobsleigh?
Yep, so we've got a four-man bobsleigh here in front of us and the two-man just over there.
Yeah.
And depending on the team sizes we've got, we can adapt as to whether we use the two-man or the four-man bob.
And I guess that this is all about working together to get that bobsleigh moving and to get it working in the way a bobsleigh should.
It's all about timing, it's all about communicating in a fairly short space of time, so you're going to be jumping in just about where those cones are there, right. So you don't have long to get yourself sorted into the bobsleigh, plus you're trying to make it go as fast as you can.
Now, according to my script here, I should be telling you that Camp Hill caters for groups of all sizes, from small management focus groups of four or five up to thousands. But really, you want to hear Tom hurtling down the bobsleigh, don't you?
Here we go then. Here goes the bobsleigh. Oh dear. Go on, Mike. Mike's pushing away. Here we go. We're going down the hill now. Oh, I just see a metal bar coming towards me. I feel like I should probably be more tucked in to get this going faster. Here we go then. Oh dear. Ah! Whee! Oh, it slingshots you backwards as well, Mike.
Yeah. I wasn't going to tell you that it's on a bungee. I was hoping that I'd scared you enough beforehand.
There's plenty of different activities for your team at Camp Hill, as Tom found out at the other end of the estate as Mike pulled the car up by a pond.
This pond's a bit different because in the middle is a plane crash.
As the name suggests, this is the crash plane rescue mission. It's one of our most popular team tasks and team challenges. There's lots of different elements to it, but basically you've got to rescue your pilot off the island. Your team are based there where you can see that gravelled area, and there's sort of a wire and uprights and things. They get a box, a kit, some instructions, and they've just got to make what's on the instructions, get ropes over to the island, make pulley systems, and then they actually winch their pilot back. They rescue their pilot using what they've built. As you can see, there's a fair chance of the pilot getting wet.
Brilliant, real problem-solving exercise.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. So there's loads of different elements to it. There's building, there's logical thinking, there's practical thinking of getting ropes over to the island and that sort of thing. We can set different tasks for them as well and make it easier or harder depending on the group, how hard they want it, and we can adapt as we're doing the activity as well.
And after all that, you'll need a rest, and you can turn your team-building day into a full-on away experience by staying in some of the on-site accommodation, including glamping and the lodge.
It follows on from having a day here. The whole aim of this place is to really sort of reinforce the team element to an event. It's a really good, fun spot to be.
This is kind of a communal area, isn't it? So the kitchen there has a snooker table there, I think, isn't there?
Yep.
And a sofa area as well over there. And then if we go outside, there's a big kind of picnic area just out here in the middle, and I guess those are the sleeping areas over in those three cabins over there.
Yes, that's right. So we've got three cabins there which they're done as bunk bound accommodation, so we can get up to 40 people in here. It's all lit with fairy lights and everything. There's a fire pit over there, so groups love that. They can just get a campfire going. They'll sit out here into the early hours and just chatting, having a beer or two. I've got a hot tub over there, so it's an eco hot tub.
I was going to say, that looks like a hot tub to me. So it is a bit of touch of luxury up here as well as being outdoors.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, have a nice hot tub. You're in the woods there as well. Hot tub, glass of bubbly or a beer. Sounds perfect to me.
Oh, it does, doesn't it? I wish we were doing that right now, Mike.
We'll leave them to it. So, team building can take a multitude of different forms, but the benefits to your team are there to see. And if you'd like to know more about Camp Hill's team building offer and how it could help your business, head to camphill.co.uk.